The child, Alice tells us, finds it impossible to understand why his parents are hurting him, and that most of us get stuck in the trying to understand. Whereas, she says, quote, sorrow could reactivate numbed feelings, particularly as this sorrow, when it springs from finally seeing what is really happening in the surrounding manufactured reality, from finally seeing its manifold falseness, that sorrow encompasses all of us. And here is that quote, one of the quotes that speak to this question from Alice. The child who adapts to parental demands always tries to understand this absurdity and will accept it as a matter of course. But he has to pay for this pseudo-understanding with his feelings and his sensitivity to his own needs, i.e., with his authentic self. This is why access to the normal, angry, uncomprehending, and rebellious child he once was had previously been blocked off. When this child within the adult is liberated, he will discover his vital roots and strength. To be free to express resentment dating back to early childhood does not mean that one now becomes a resentful person, but rather the exact opposite. For the very reason that one is permitted to experience these feelings that were directed against the parents, one does not have to use surrogate figures for purposes of abreaction. Only hatred for surrogates is endless and insatiable, as we saw in the case of Adolf Hitler. Because on a conscious level, the feeling is separated from the person against whom it was originally directed. For these reasons, says Alice, I believe that the free expression of resentment against one's parents represents a great opportunity. It provides access to one's true self, reactivates numbed feelings, opens the way for mourning, and, with luck, reconciliation. In any case, it is an essential part of the process of psychic healing, unquote. Just as Alice says, we, as a people, have been trying to solve the puzzle of our parents' misery for them for millennia, trying to win, and in the process, becoming them, reproducing the system. And this is where I think we advance, Alice. At this moment, in which we remember our earliest feelings of rage at being forced. And then, as we develop our understanding with the help of our brothers and sisters, to see that that force is entirely due to the coerced work system. This is what Alice didn't focus enough on and perhaps didn't recognize. Alice argues that it is only by getting on our own side as the child who was hurt because of this force applied to ourselves, our sensitive selves. She argues that it is only by getting on our own side that we can get unstuck, release the grief that unfreezes frozen feelings. And this is so true. This is so true because all of us know, those of us in this coerced work system, that feeling of being stuck, of having our feelings frozen as we, on automatic, keep doing what we think, what we thought our parents needed us to do, and that if we kept doing it, somehow the solution would come. We would find the right formula that would solve the dilemma, that would make them happy. And so we kept just doing what we thought we were supposed to do. That's our feelings being frozen, our spontaneity being buried, doing what we're supposed to do. All of that is entirely due to the coerced work system. All of it. All of it. But reunion with our suppressed feelings, our original vitality, if illumined with truth, the truth that violence is not our nature, that it is caused in us by a system not made for us, but made for a tiny, tiny few to pretend they are gods or philosopher kings. I mean, this is truly the insanity our lives have been made into because we have been denied access to each other, access to the airwaves, access to media, access to public discourse, so that we could begin to get it, to see this. It has, all of it has been a setup for the past 2.5 centuries, a conscious, intentional plan. And it is that understanding, that illumined truth, that allows us to get unstuck, that allows us to begin to have access to that original, spontaneous, vital self that we are. But we bury, thinking we had to please our parents, that we had to be good people, to win praise, to finally get the love that was denied us. And reunion with our suppressed feelings. The love that was denied us. I realized just now I was running from that. Returning to script. When we get to that suppressed feeling, and find the grief beginning to be allowed to speak finally, that grief that's released ultimately, once we begin to see with the right story, with the truth, that grief literally does encompass all of us trapped in this insanity. All of us. We want all of us to get free. And it releases then our empathy, our caring, our concern for each other. It inspires that determination that we're going to hear about with the Zapatistas, that unwillingness to bend, because we refuse to settle for anything less but truth, honesty, our full selves, our spontaneity, our vitality, and not just for us, but for all of us trapped in this sick system.